Luke chapter 10 is our text today. We do take a break from the book of Romans, only for this week, for Mother's Day. We're going to look at a special servant today, a servant whose name was Martha. Luke chapter 10. Verse 38, would you stand with me as we read from the Word of God? Before we do, I just want to stop and say, ladies, we, the men of Victory, love and appreciate you so very much for who you are and what you do. You make us... Well, quite honestly, you make us guys look good. You are the servants that are the backbones of our family. You're the servants that are backbones of our church. And without you, life would be miserable. And I want you to know, and I speak behalf of all men today. If you don't agree with me, men, you can leave at this point, right? Thank you. From the bottom of our hearts, thank you for who you are and what you do. You make this life better by being the ladies that you are. God bless you all. Luke chapter 10, verse 38. Now it happened as they went, they of course being Jesus and His disciples, as they went, that He entered a certain village and a certain woman named Martha welcomed Him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, who also sat at Jesus' feet and heard His word. But Martha was distracted with much serving. And she approached Him and said, Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Therefore, tell her to help me. And Jesus answered and said to her, Martha, Martha, you are worried and troubled about many things, but one thing is needed. And Mary has chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her. Again, let us pray. Our Father in heaven, Lord, thank you. Thank you for the ladies of Victory. For the ladies who make our lives better. I pray that you bless them and, Lord, just encourage them today. Help them to know that they are loved and appreciated. We thank you, Lord, for your word. And pray that you will speak to us through your word. That through this message today, we may all be drawn near to you and made better servants for you. Lord, we do love you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. You may be seated. Today, as I said, we look at the heart of a lady. A lady who had the heart of a servant. Her name was Martha. Martha, well, just to put it lightly, Martha was a stressed servant. And she goes a little bit off the deep end here in the text that we read. But I want to start with the fact that she had a servant's heart. She had a very wonderful, beautiful, caring servant's heart. It says in verse 38, a woman named Martha welcomed Jesus into her home. This woman was so glad when Jesus was coming in the area. She was glad to invite Him and welcome Him into her home. It wasn't one of them, well, oh boy, Jesus is coming over. It was one of those, I get to host Jesus Christ. The Messiah is coming to my house. She was glad to prepare her home, her meal for Jesus. She was glad to honor Jesus with the very best hospitality that she could possibly offer. So I don't want you to think, never think, that Martha was a bad woman, because she was not. She was a great lady who had the heart of a servant. And as I thought about her, I thought about my mom. My mom passed away about 5 years ago, somewhere in that neighborhood. And you know, she was one of those ladies that had a servant's heart. She was one of those ladies that cooked 3 meals a day. Yeah, I was waiting on the amen. Who's going to be bold enough to amen that one? She was one of those ladies that cooked 3 meals a day. And when I was growing up, there was no such thing as a microwave. We didn't know what that was. Whatever it was you were eating, it was cooked. There was no prepackaged meals. No pre-cooked meals. Everything was from scratch. And let me tell you, my mom made the best biscuits and cornbread that any lady that ever walked this earth could make. Her house was cleaned. Laundry was always done. She took care and raised 3 kids. And in her spare time, she made a garden. And I want to tell you, we ate very well out of that garden. And I look back. Oh yeah, she kept chickens too. I look back on those days, and you know what my only regret is? My only regret for my mom was the lack of appreciation that I had for all her sacrifice. You know, I go back and I think, wow. When I get to heaven, I just need to apologize to my mom. Because all the time I was enjoying her sacrificing and what she was doing to serve us, I'll be honest with you, I really didn't appreciate it. I was glad to receive it, but today I look back and I think, wow, Mom. Man. Do you ever think that about your mom? I know there were times when she was tired. I know there were times when she did without so that I could have. And as I thought about this, I was reminded, you know, moms really haven't changed that much. We're living in a different culture, different generations. I get that. And, you know, now there are microwaves and now there are prepackaged foods and all that. And that's fine. But the heart of most mothers has not changed. They still will do whatever is required for their children. All of Beth's children are grown up and moved away. But you want to make that lady angry, you talk negatively about her kids. She still has that heart of a mother. That's the servant's heart that we're talking about today. Mothers of Victory, I see it all the time in this church. Ladies who come up here to decorate their Sunday school classrooms, work in the nursery, and ladies who go above and beyond the call. I know you're here, and I want you to know I appreciate the sacrifices that you make for your family. And not just your family, but for the entire church. Thank you for what you do. We get to a point with Martha, and you know, it does. It just makes you want to say, man, what a lady. But then we see Martha's heart break. And you see this scene in her home where Jesus has entered her home. And it's her home. And everyone immediately gathers around Jesus. Everyone except Martha. There's her brother Lazarus. He's sitting at the feet of Jesus. I know it doesn't say that here. I know that. But I'm pretty sure Lazarus was at the feet of Jesus. He's in the house, right? There's the disciples. They're all gathered around the feet of Jesus. And there's Mary, the sister of Martha. Isn't that just like a sister? Sisters never live up to what they should do. She's at the feet of Jesus. The whole family, everybody is at the feet of Jesus except Martha. And Martha initially thought, that's okay, they'll get over it. She begins to serve, she begins to prepare a meal, pick up whatever it is that she's doing to make Jesus stay in her home as hospitable as possible. But the longer she gets, the more she notices everybody else is at the feet of Jesus. Surely somebody will come help me in a little while. So she goes to work some more. The longer she works, the more she looks. The more she looks, she starts thinking, you know, I'd like to sit at the feet of Jesus. Kind of with that mentality, right? So the longer it goes, nobody is getting up, including her sister Mary, whose job it is to help her, until finally she lashes out at the one whom she wants to welcome in her home. And says, she says, Jesus, tell my sister to get up and help me. Doesn't it bother you, Jesus, that I'm the only one working here? I do not know of a more loving, beautiful class of people than our mothers today. But let's just be honest, moms, ladies, do you ever feel like you're the only one working? That's true. I don't live under a shell. I know you work. Today's mom, most moms work outside the home, and I know you make that choice, and that's the choice that you've chosen for your life, and that's fine. But I also know that as you work during the daylight hours, then after you get off work, you've got to take the kids to dance, cheer practice, baseball, football practice, soccer, and to band practice, and whatever else they can possibly come up to be involved with. I know that you continually do that. I know that you sit on the sidelines and cheer for your children who are playing T-ball. And let's face it, they're not really that good. You ever been to a T-ball game? I love the ones where the kids hit the ball off the tee and they start running to the outfield. But you let that mom watch her baby hit a ball off a tee, and you would think that baby just cured cancer. Woohoo! That's my baby. Moms, it's a stationary ball on a tee. Not that big a deal. I know it's your job to love and support your kids. I get it. Okay? Good for you. Keep it up. But here's the danger that I see with moms today. I see moms serving. Very busy in church. Very busy at home. Giving and sacrificing yourself until you're at that point where you're giving and you just don't have much left to give. What do you do when you get there? Well, I'll tell you. You go into survival mode. That's when your husband walks in the door and he looks at your face and his first thought is, what did I do? But he knows he better not say a word because you will fix him real quick. That's when you lash out at those that you love. That's when you feel abused. That's when you feel like nobody else cares. That's when you've got to turn into the survival mode. And in that survival mode, you've got to discover the source of your heartbreak. We discover Martha's problem. And it was more than just Mary sitting at the feet of Jesus. It was more than that. It was, as a matter of fact, Jesus said, "Martha, Martha." I can hear Him almost today. "Martha, Martha, Martha. You're worried and you're troubled about many things." That word worried, of course, to be overly concerned about trouble, to be disturbed of mind. But I want you to notice the line, "many things." You know what that means? Just what it says. Many things. Large number. Martha, you're disturbed about a large number of things. See, the real problem was not just that her sister Mary wasn't helping. That was just the straw that broke the camel's back. Ladies, once again, have you ever been to that point where you thought, "One more thing. Just one more thing happens, it's going to break me"? That's where Martha was at this point. You see, the real problem was not that Mary was not helping her. The real problem was that she was balancing too much. And her cart was overloaded. Martha would have been the soccer mom. The baseball mom. She would have been the mom that made cookies for the children's class party. She would have been the fundraiser for the boys' football team. She would have been whatever she had to be. Because she had a servant's heart. The problem was she was missing out on the greatest need of her life. And that need was to be at the feet of Jesus, having her soul fed. You see, that's the recommendation for recovery. I don't today, as I look at, I don't pretend that I know what it's like to be a mother. I don't pretend that I know what it's like to be a woman. As a matter of fact, I'm just the opposite. Beth will tell you, I'm not the romantic. I'm not the, you know, heard people talk about being in touch with their feminine side. I don't have one. I'm a country boy, you know. But I know this. It doesn't matter if you're male or female. If your soul is never fed, you will dry up inside. And it's not going to get better if you keep doing the same thing. You know, it's one of those. I look at the lives and the families of people today, and they don't understand why things have been so hard. They don't understand why they're so stressed out, and it's because they're going as fast as they can go, breakneck speed, filling their life from daylight till bedtime at night with stuff. They just continually on the go. But you know what they don't have time for? They don't have time for God. I have literally been told, "Brother Doug, I don't come to church because that's the only day I have to rest." And I want you to understand that does not hurt my feelings. You have not attacked me. But you have inflicted yourself with the misery that you're experiencing. Where God is not included, your soul is drying up. That's why Jesus said, "One thing is needed." Mary, one thing is needed. That word "needed," it is necessity. Mary, there's one, I'm sorry, Martha, only one thing is a necessity. Martha, you're taking care of the food. That's fine. It's good to eat every once in a while. Martha, you're taking care of the housework. That's fine. It's good to pick up, clean it. Martha, you're taking care of the laundry. That's good. That's fine. It's good to have clean clothes. You know, Martha, and you just go on down the list. He said, you're doing all that and that's fine, but there's one thing that is an absolute necessity. And your sister Mary has chosen the good part. That's the necessity. Ladies, gentlemen, for that matter, there's one thing that you cannot live without, and that is Jesus Christ, our Savior. You cannot live without a relationship, and you cannot have a relationship with Jesus Christ without having your soul fed on a frequent basis. Now, you may be like me. I love to eat. It shows, right? I just like food. And it takes me about 4 hours, sometimes 6 hours in between meals before I start missing food. That's why I eat so much, right? But there's a different hunger that I believe is in with every individual. That is a hunger for God that can only be filled with Jesus Christ. Okay? You're here today. Like I said, I don't pretend to understand everything ladies go through. But one thing I know. You may be the most stressed mother, most stressed wife, most stressed employee. My first question is, where does Jesus fit into your life? You see, there are two parts to this remedy that Jesus gives. Number one, you've got to stop what you're doing. You've got to sit at the feet of Jesus. The only way you can do that is to open up the Word of God and pray, Lord Jesus, feed me. Feed me. When you get to heaven, I promise you, there's not a badge for the most active mother. There's not a badge that said, I went to every football, baseball, softball, soccer, basketball game that my children ever had. There's not a badge for that. When you get to heaven, there's not a badge for the world's greatest cook. You know what will be your greatest accomplishment when you get to heaven? Your greatest accomplishment will be the people that you carry to heaven with you. And you cannot carry people to heaven, be a witness, without you first having a relationship with Jesus Christ. My question, are you spending time at the feet of Jesus? You see, we take once or twice a year, we take a vacation. You ever notice we're coming up on vacation time, and that's fine. Coming up on that time of year that, well, we're going to go to Florida for a week, or we're going to go somewhere else for a week. Wonderful. Go for it. But you know what happens? You'll go on vacation for a week, and when you get back home, you get back home to the same thing that you left. There's got to be a vacation for the soul. A break for the soul. Okay? That break is Jesus Christ. That soul refreshing has to happen on a daily basis. I wonder what Martha thought when Jesus said, Martha, 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 you're worried about too much. It's one thing that's important right now. Moms, I want to tell you this. Mom, mom, mom. If you're feeling all stressed out, pushed to the limit, mom, mom, mom. You're probably worried about too much. And probably worried about things that really aren't that important. What's important is your relationship with Jesus and passing that on to your children. Right? Are you doing that? You know, I figured out something. The things that I used to think were really, really, really important and really, really vital, I have discovered the older I become, most of that stuff is not that important. Has no effect on eternity. And if it has no effect on eternity, it's not a big deal in this life. Amen? What am I saying? Mothers, you make sure you're at the feet of Jesus. Regularly. Daily. Brother Doug, I don't have time. Then you're too busy. Give up something. Brother Doug, my kids have baseball 3 times a week. They have basketball. Listen, I'm going to go out on a limb here. I love you when I say this, but your kid does not have to be involved in every sport that has ever been invented. Take that for what it's worth. Okay? Your sanity and your spiritual well-being is more important than a football, baseball game, whatever. Right? Time at the feet of Jesus. You may be here today, you have no idea what I'm talking about. Time at the feet of Jesus, because you've never spent any time with Jesus. Here's what you need to know. Number one, Jesus Christ is the Son of God who gave His life upon the cross of Calvary for your sins, so that all that place their faith and their trust in Him will not perish but have everlasting life. Have you surrendered your life to Jesus? If not, we're going to have an invitation in just a moment. We're going to invite you to give your life to Jesus. Maybe you've already given your life to Jesus, but you've gotten too busy. You've gotten worried with all these other things. And the most necessary part of life, you've let go. Well, you know, if you've let the most necessary part of life, being Jesus Christ, if you've let your relationship go, it's no wonder you're so miserable. Where do you stand with Jesus? Our Father in heaven, we thank You, Lord, for Your Word and the reminder. And it's not just mothers. Lord, we all get too busy from time to time. We get distracted and torn away and drawn away by the just the demands of this life. And so today, I pray that You will help us to back up, just to back up and reevaluate where we spend our time. Help us to ensure that we spend time at Your feet, gleaning from Your Word. Lord, I pray, in this invitation, Your will be done. I pray that those who do not know You today as their personal Savior, I pray today will be that day that they give their heart and their life to You. For those who need to join this church, I pray that today will be that commitment. For those who need to rededicate, I pray that today will be that day. That every spiritual need present, Lord, will be addressed and taken care of for Your glory. In Jesus' name, amen.